Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year, the year 2012. It is January 9th, 2012, and we are in the Pat Price Tech Talk training room of AccessibleWorld.org. And this is our first Tech Talk presentation of the new year. And what a great way to start. We want to hear from our friend, Chase Crispin, on tech updates. So let's hear that right now.
Welcome to Tech Update, the technology news segment heard on ACB Radio's Main Menu and Accessible World's Tech Talk. Hello, Main Menu and Tech Talk. This is Chase Crispin with the Tech Update for the week of January 2nd, 2012. The first thing I have this week is an update on something that I mentioned a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, I had mentioned that the Google Accessible Search page was no longer online. The Google Accessible Search is back. It's kind of a long URL to get to it, but to get to the new Google Accessible Search, which looks a lot like the old one, it's just at a different web address, you can go to google.com/accessibility/labs/search. That's google.com/accessibility/labs/search. For those of you who play the all-in-play accessible games online, you might be interested to know that there is a new owner of all-in-play. The existing owners sold all-in-play to a lady by the name of Jennifer Thomas, who is now the owner of all-in-play. We've been assured that all-in-play will keep growing and will not shut down, and some new things will be introduced. And all-in-play, as usual, can still be found at the same URL at www.allinplay.com. As of right now, the only difference is the new owner, who is Jennifer Thomas. MobileSpeak version 5.7 is now out. This is the latest update to MobileSpeak. The major feature in this version is the support for the new Symbian Belle operating system. Because this new version of MobileSpeak supports that new operating system, there are also a lot of new phones supported, with more phones coming soon. This update of MobileSpeak also allows you to use different braille displays with your phone, and it also introduces some new gestures for the touchscreen, as well as many other things. This is a free update to all users of pretty much any modern version of MobileSpeak. To learn more about MobileSpeak version 5.7 supporting Symbian Belle, or to download it today, you can visit codefactory.es. There is also a new update to the Nokia screen reader from Code Factory, which is a simplified version of MobileSpeak. This newest update to the Nokia screen reader supports more phones. You can also find out more about this at www.codefactory.es. Now that we're in the start of a new year, it's once again time to look back at the major technology changes and innovations during 2011. As usual, Blind Bargains is counting down the 10 most popular technology stories of 2011. They will reveal the number one technology story on the Serospectives live show from Serotalk. To learn more about when that is going to be, or to read the stories that have already been selected for the top stories of 2011, you can visit the Blind Bargains website at www.blindbargains.com. This will conclude the tech update for the week of January 2nd, 2012. From Main Menu and Tech Talk, I'm Chase Crispin. Thank you for listening to this week's tech update. If you have suggestions for next week's tech update, please email chase@acbradio.org.
Well, thank you, Marcia, for presenting that for us. Send Space Tutorial, Part 2. In Part 1 of this tutorial, we discuss the concept of Send Space, how to set up an account, how to log in, download and install the wizard, and configure the wizard. Tonight, in Part 2 of this tutorial, we will demonstrate how to 1. Upload and send a file, 2. Download files, 3. Create, manipulate, and remove files/folders, 4. More information on SendSpace to download Wizard. If you need that information, visit http://www.sendspace.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege today to introduce an old friend and give him the microphone. I give you at this time Michael Capel. Happy New Year, Michael, and welcome to Tech Talk.
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much for that well-done introduction. Thank you. Thank you. And Happy New Year as well. Good evening, everybody. This is Michael Capel here. And as Bob said, we are going to dive in the part two of the SenseSpace Wizard tutorial. I guess the SenseSpace tutorial. But we're going to focus mainly on the SenseSpace Wizard. The reason that we're going to focus primarily on the wizard is because it is totally accessible from a blindness perspective. If you visit the SenseSpace website, there are a lot of pop-up ads that occur, and some could contain a Trojan. I'm not saying they all do, but there are some that unfortunately do. So, like with any computing, any time with computers, please make sure that your antivirus and anti-malware programs are up to date. Okay, I've got my notes here with me, and we're ready to get going, ready to start. So last time, if you remember, we introduced you to SenseSpace.com, and we talked about what it was. It's a file, a peer-to-peer, a file-sharing website for sharing music primarily and data. We also had talked about the account types. There's the Max account, which is, in order to do this, you are going to need the Max account as far as downloading files. That is $9.95 per month, and that does give you 10 gigs of download per day. It's a 10 gig transfer per day, which, if you're like me, you'll go through that real quickly. So let's talk about then. I'm going to assume that you've already installed the wizard, you've set it up, you've logged in. Let's talk about creating a folder. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to just bring up my little notes here and just kind of just make sure that we're all on the same page. I do apologize for this. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to launch the wizard. I'm going to slow down my JAWS here.
Slower.
And we're going to go to our desktop.
Desktop folder view listing.
And we're going to press S until we get to the SenseSpace wizard, which we are now on. I'm going to press Enter.
SenseSpace Wizard 1.3.4. User login. Cancel button. SenseSpace URL edit.
And it brought us into the main wizard window. And if you remember, last time we discussed the options, the preferences, and things like that. So we're not going to do that today. We're going to talk about the steak and potatoes of this thing, and that's downloading and uploading today. Okay, so we're in the wizard now. And let's go back to our notes here just to make sure that we're all on the same page here.
Press the L key of the letter R. This will take you to the remote folder list on SenseSpace. You don't have any folders created here yet, so nothing will show there unless you have previously uploaded any files. These files.
Okay, so let's talk about the panes, the remote pane
here. Press the L key of the letter R. This will take you to the remote folder list on SenseSpace.
We're going to talk about two panes today. We're going to talk about the Alt R, or the remote pane, and Alt T, as in transfer, for the transfer pane. Now, as the notes say here, we need to press Alt R for the remote pane. I'm going to jump back into the wizard here.
SenseSpace Wizard 1.3.4 uploads. 0.0 active.
And I'm going to press Alt R, and there should be nothing in here at all. I haven't downloaded, uploaded anything yet today, so let's go ahead and press Alt R.
Remote list view, 0 items.
It says remote 0 items. Now, respectively, if I hit Alt T,
list view, 0 items.
Transfers 0 items, so there's nothing here. Let's go back to Alt to the remote here.
Remote list view, 0 items.
And now we are going to create the folder. So we're going to press Control F as in folder. Let's just verify that.
Next, press the Control key of the letter F and you will be asked to name the new folder. You can name the folder what you wish. Music, books, movies, etc. is up to you. Once you have named your folder, press the Enter key and you now have created your first folder. It was as easy as that.
Okay, so to create a folder, we're going to go back to the wizard here.
SenseSpace Wizard 1.0 lower.
And we're going to press Control F as in folder.
New remote folder dialog. Enter a new folder name edit.
It says enter a new folder name. I am going to type in music, M-U-S-I-C, and we're going to press Enter.
Remote list view. Not selected. Music folder mode 1-1.
So now we see the music folder is here. It's not selected yet. If we want to do anything with this folder, we need to select it. I'm going to press the space bar.
Music folder, no. Music folder, no.
And the music folder is now selected. So that is how we create folders. So let's review. Let's talk about how we created that folder. We first of all launched the wizard with we went on our desktop here and we went in and we launched it. We then pressed Alt R for our remote pane. We then pressed Control F as in folder, and it prompted us to enter a folder name. We named it Music, and we pressed Enter. I'm now going to take any questions about this portion only at this time, and then we'll dive into the next section. So I'm going to unlock the mic now.
Okay, let me, while Marcia's working her way to the mic, say about questions. If you have a question and you have a microphone, hit F8 and enter. And I'm sorry, hit F8, the letter Q, and enter. And that tells our live screen reader, Ron, that someone's up there with the mic. Your name's popped up there. Don't worry about your name. And he'll recognize you. If you don't have a microphone, again, hit F8, write your question, and enter. And let's see where Marcia is, because she's going to handle the questions here, if she doesn't mind. Okay. Marcia, are you there?
I am here, and so yes, if there are any questions, just do as Bob said, and you will be acknowledged.
Hey, Ron, do we see any? Then I'm backing off, I promise.
Jerry Hogan's the only one that questioned so far.
Yeah, I would like to ask Mike, because he turned down the speech about a third slower, so I can listen to where he's at, too, as well, listen to him speaking. He's doing a great job speaking, but I like to hear the program in, and it's kind of moving too fast for me.
Okay, there aren't any other questions so far.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Go ahead, Michael.
All right, and I did go ahead and slow the JAWS down for you. That is not a problem at all. Okay, hearing no further questions, let's go into the second portion of the creation of folders, and that is now sharing your folder publicly. We, as we mentioned, we created the folder, but now we have to share the folder. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back into the SendSpace Wizard.
JAWS, 3, MediaRex, SendSpace Wizard, 1.3.4 uploads, 0.0 active, but 0.0 AC, Slenders downloads, 0.0 AC, SendSpace Wizard, 1.3.4
okay.
Music folder. No,
right
music
now,
folder, no.
It says we're highlighted on the music folder. I'm going to press Control L as in Lima.
This folder is not shared dialog. The folder is currently set to private and has no URL for sharing its contents. The folder needs to become a public shared folder to have a URL to give to others. Do you want to set this folder to be shared now? This can't be changed at any time in the folder properties. Yes button.
I'm going to hit the space bar on the yes button. And now the folder is public. And in our clipboard, there is a link. And whenever I want to give someone this folder, I will paste in the link. And you will be able to then grab anything off of the folder that I may post. In this case, it would be music files. So let's go on to the next portion here. And then we'll take questions.
Step 5. Let's pretend you have previously uploaded 5 Bob Dylan albums to SendSpace.
Okay.
Link for that folder or file will be placed on the clip. Link. Step 5.
So now we're on step five here. Now there's nothing uploaded in here.
Let's pretend you have previously uploaded 5 Bob Dylan albums to SendSpace. The 5 albums will be in the default folder, and when you press Control and the letter R and then use your arrow keys, the first thing you will see is the new folder you just created followed by the 5 Bob Dylan albums you have.
Okay, so what it's saying here is, say for example I uploaded some Bob Dylan files. It would show those files in here.
There, you now want to create a Bob Dylan folder to place in the music folder. There are two ways to do this.
Okay, so we're going to create
the information in step 3, then move it to the music folder, or you can highlight.
Okay. And folks, I do apologize for this.
The music folder and press enter to open it, and once more use the information in step 3 to create a Bob Dylan folder. Remember, whatever folder you are in, when you place in the folder in which you are, the 5 albums will be in the default folder, and when you press Control...
Let's go ahead and take any questions that you may have at this point. I need to figure out how I'm going to present this portion, because I need to upload some material here for demonstration purposes. And I've been having some technical issues with my internet here today. So don't worry, we're going to regroup. I just need to figure out how I'm going to do this. Any questions or
comments?
Just take your time there, Michael. I'm sure everything will work out just fine. Ron, are there any questions?
No questions so far.
Thanks. Michael, just take your time. We'll just sit back here and wait for you to do what needs to be done. So everybody just kind of hold up.
Thank you, Mike, for turning it down a little. That's perfect.
Okay. What I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to upload a file here real quickly, and then we'll proceed, because I'll be able to then be able to proceed. So let me just do this real quickly, and then we'll proceed.
Okay, we're just sitting here. We're waiting for Michael to upload his file for demonstration purposes. So please, everyone, stand by. Thank you very much.
Folks, I'm having a little bit of technical glitches here again. I'm going to resolve this here. Just give me a second.
Just let you guys know, I did purchase a $74 one-year subscription to SendSpace.
Ron, have there been any questions coming in?
Yeah, if there's any questions, please let me know. I am trying to work this out, folks. I believe this is a SendSpace issue here. Just a moment.
No questions so far.
Okay, we'll just stand by. Thanks.
Are you guys on hold? I'm getting an iPhone, so that iTunes next week should be very interesting for me.
Folks, I'm having some computer issues here, unexpected. Like I said, I've been having them all day. Is there a way that we could possibly reschedule this?
I'm sure we could. I think we're booked for a few weeks here, but we'll figure something out. Is there any way you could just, if there are any questions, people could just ask kind of on the fly and just do it that way, or maybe somebody else can step in to assist you? I don't know.
What I can do is review what we talked about last time, just in case people may have missed it, which again was I can do the introduction to SendSpace, how to set up an account, if that's what we need to do.
Why don't we do that? Because I'm sure there are some people here tonight who weren't here last time. So why don't you just go ahead and give us a review, and then we will reschedule this portion of the program down the road.
Just wondering, Mike, what kind of problems are having? I could try to help you out. I know the SendSpace wizard real well. What kind of problems are having?
What I was trying to do was, it was talking about the manipulating the file, and I thought I had put a file up there earlier, and what had happened was my connection must have dropped. We've been having some intermittent connectivity issues with the cable. There is a tech coming out here on Wednesday to fix that. I'm trying to get a file up here, and I have the file here that I want. What do you recommend here,
Joshua? If you can help out, that would be great. I don't know if you could handle the, just tell how to do it, or it's up to you too, Michael. Would you like Josh's assistance, or would you want to just reschedule?
Let's reschedule, and let's focus on discussing SendSpace again, discussing how to set up an account, discussing the installation of the wizard, and next time, what we will do, and I think this is good practice, is we will do an audition beforehand, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. I think that's what we need to do.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll come in here a day or so early, or even the afternoon of the meeting, and we'll get everything squared away. So why don't you just go ahead and give us a review of setting up the account and so on.
Okay, folks, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about what is SendSpace, and we're going to talk about how to sign up for an account, because I do have access to my web browser, and that is working. There's just certain things here on the net today that aren't. So, okay, SendSpace is a file sharing website that allows users to share, upload, and download files. And as I mentioned, there is the SendSpace Max account, which allows you to download 10 gigs of transfer per day. And we'll go into that a little bit about setting up an account and things like that. So let's first of all, I'm going to close out of the wizard for now. We won't need that at this point in time. And then we'll go into the, we're going to first of all visit the website. We're going to take a little look at the website and its layout. And then we're going to talk about how to set up an account on the site. So let's first of all go to our run dialog here with a Windows R.
Run dialog. Type the name
and
of the program.
Go to www.sendspace.com.
Desktop. Folder view. List view. My documents. 1 of 41. Windows Internet Explorer. Page has 19 links. Free large file hosting. Send big files the easy way. Visit his link.
And it brings up our web page here. And the first thing that we're going to do is what I always like to do is kind of explore the page a little bit. And then we'll go ahead and set up the, we'll go ahead and create an account here.
List of 5 item link login.
So we have our login, that's, we're going to do that here a little bit later.
Link sign up.
Sign up, that's what we're going to focus on.
Link graphic 18/UGXHBNMGT link tools, link contact us, list end.
And the tools would be where you would download the wizard from, and we're actually going to do that today. We're going to actually download the wizard today and install it and go through that. Let's go ahead and create the account. We're going to click on the join link.
Link tools, link graphic, link sign up, link login, link sign up.
Actually, it's the sign up link. My apologies. Let's press enter on that.
Free large file hosting. Send big files the easy way. Sign up, visited link. Sign up list. Send space, okay. Sign up list. Page has 2 headings and 20 plans.
It brought us to the sign up list, the sign up page. I'm going to go to the first heading here. As it did mention, there are 2 headings in this.
Create an account heading level 1.
The first thing we need to do is create an account.
Visited link upload new file.
So I'm going to go through that process here.
Heading level 1 registration is super easy. Register using one of these providers. Link login with Facebook.
Now this was new. This here is new since the last time that I did this tutorial. So let's talk about how else we can register. We can use our Facebook information and register, and basically that would just have us log in with Facebook. It would grab our credentials. We would have to accept it. It would grab our credentials, our first name, last name, email address, and we could sign up going that route.
Link login with Twitter.
We can do the same for Twitter as well, signing up through Twitter as well.
Link login with Google.
Or we can do Google. If you have a Gmail account or a Google Buzz or a Google account, you can log in using those credentials as well. And that will come in handy, folks. If you don't want to go through the registration, you can do it through these 3 means mentioned here on the website. Now, I've actually done this. I've actually had a friend of mine did it through the Facebook, and it worked out really nice.
Link login with Yahoo. Link.
And I'm sorry, there's one more. There's Yahoo as well.
Or enter your details below.
Or we can enter our details below, and we're going to do that today. I always believe in signing up manually. That's just my personal belief. Signing up manually.
Username. Edit.
Right here it asks for our username. This is the username that we're going to use to log in to the website. So maybe M. Capel or MC Capel or whatever you want to use, or favorite, you know, whatever you want for a username, you can go ahead and put in here.
Full name. Edit.
This is your full name. That's pretty self-explanatory. And these fields are pretty self-explanatory.
Email, edit.
That's for your email address.
Password, edit.
And your password. Now, a little note about passwords, and I always tell people this, keep your passwords strong. What I mean by that is don't make it any word in the dictionary. Hackers can easily get into these passwords, and we don't want that to happen. So make it for, you know, one uppercase letter, a symbol like an at sign, a percent sign, a few lowercase letters, and some numbers. But make it a password that only you know and a password that you're going to remember, okay? You want to make it a password that is going to be significant to you, but harder for those to guess. So passwords that we don't want to use would be a first name, last name, any part of a social security number. Do not use any part of a social security number, date of birth, zip code, anything like that that would give you away. Make it strong, but make it secure. Very important nowadays, and I forgot to stress that last time. Make your password strong, but memorable for you.
Primary use. Combo box, please select dot dot.
Okay, this is the primary use. They just want to know what you're going to use SendSpace for. Let's go through those choices here. I'm going to hit Alt down arrow.
Open list box. Primary use combo box. Please select dot dot.
We're going to down arrow here.
Personal.
We have personal use,
business
use,
both business and personal,
both business education. And personal and educational. In my case,
please,
it would be
dot.
For personal use. Now, SendSpace does come in handy if you are a business, a colleague, and you need to share some files back and forth, and the only means is through SendSpace. This is a very handy way of sharing files through there.
PC,
close the combo box.
I register and you agree to SendSpace. Link terms of service button. Create my account button.
And then you can read the terms of service on your own accord, but I do encourage people to read that, because then that way everybody is clear and has a good understanding of what SendSpace requires. And it's not very much at all. It just requires that you understand various terms and conditions. Before I proceed, I'm going to open this up for any questions at this time. If we need to review something, let me know. If you want me to go over something again, let me know. But go ahead if we have any questions, please.
Thank you, Michael. Are there any questions out there, Ron?
Yes, there's two questions currently. Joni Leonard is first.
Hi, Michael. I use SendSpace, but I don't use the wizard. And I'm just thinking that there might be some people out here that also don't use the wizard and that might not want to. And maybe you could explain the other way of using SendSpace, of downloading, I guess, and uploading too, without using the wizard. I think I haven't used it. I have a Max account. I think I haven't used it because I think I'm a little afraid of it. I know that sounds stupid, but that's just how I feel.
Capella's talking.
Okay, not a problem. In order to do that, I would need someone to send me a file real quickly. You can do that, michael.capel@charter.net. Just send me something real quick, and then I'd be more than happy to do the website, because it's very simple to do this via the website. In fact, you don't even need to log in to do it through the website. So someone can just send me real quickly just something. I don't care, a test document, something. Real quick, michael.capel@charter.net. Be more than happy to demonstrate the website here. In terms of downloading and uploading. Uploading is going to be a little bit more tricky, but I can definitely do downloading. That's not a problem. Any further questions while I wait for the file to come through?
K.O. has a question.
K.O., are you here?
I'm sorry. I had no audio.
Ah, okay. Well, you do now, so go ahead with your question.
Hey, Mike. When you're uploading files like albums or something like that, to a remote folder, does it need to be zipped up from the transfer section?
It doesn't necessarily need to be zipped, because what you could do is you could, if you're going to upload it, no, I don't believe it needs to be zipped, because we can do subfolders in a folder. I do not believe it needs to be zipped. Although I do recommend it, because it's going to transfer a lot faster by zipping it up, and then that way the user can decide what to unzip. Now, a feature that we will talk about next time is actually browsing individual files within a folder. And I'm going to make sure next time that we have plenty of things here to put in a folder. I'm going to be definitely ready. We're going to have no more technical issues next time. But no, it doesn't need to be zipped necessarily. Now, again, when you transfer a file, I like to have it zipped or in a RAR format because it is a lot easier. It's going to go a lot more faster on your end.
Okay, sounds good.
That should be interesting next time, Michael. Any more questions, Ron? And I hope somebody has sent poor Michael a file here to help out with the previous question.
No more questions.
Can I add what Michael was just saying a little bit more about uploading a file?
Sure, Jerry, go ahead. But make it brief.
It will be brief. You know, it doesn't matter when you are sending a attachment or a wizard or anything. If it's not zipped, and if you got a folder and you got a folder went into a folder and a subfolder and a subfolder, it's going to keep prompting you to those until it run out of folder. Then you go to that particular file or music or whatever you want to send, then that's where I enter and that's what will upload. But if you want to send a whole folder, you have to zip it. Or a subfolder, you have to zip that subfolder.
Great. Thank you so much. That does kind of clarify things a little bit. Michael, are you ready? Did someone send you a file?
I believe a file is coming in right now, I believe. Again, my email is being very slow tonight. Chatter is having some technical issues over here. I believe it's due to some wiring in here, but we'll get this. We will get this.
Okay. Well, we'll give you here a minute to get organized. So just everyone, please thank you for your patience and please stand by.
Okay, excellent. And I did get a file. I want to thank the person for sending me that file. Excellent. Because now I can show you how to upload a file and download a file. So let's go ahead here. As I mentioned, we're going to do this from the website. We were asked to do this through the website here. Okay, there we go. Now the mic is locked. Okay, let's go to the website again, and we're going to show you how to upload a file from the website, and then we're going to download the file from the website. So let's go to we're already at the Zenspace website, so I'm going to go to the home page here.
Zenspace send, receive.
Right here.
Zenspace send, receive. Track and share big files. Visited link graphic. Page has no links. Three large file hosting. Send big files.
And just a minute.
There are no edit box. Three large file link. Link upload files by simply dragging and dropping them.
All right, we're going to click there.
Send, receive. Track and share big files. Visited link graphic. Page has no links. Three large file hosting. Three large file hosting.
Of course,
hosting.
My internet is going sluggish here today.
Select the file to upload. File upload. Edit. Browse.
Okay, right now we're in the browse.
Slower. Three large
file
hosting. Send
here.
Big files the easy way. Link select the file to upload. File upload. Edit. Enter
so
name of file
I'm
to upload.
I'm going to...
Select a file to upload. File upload. Edit browse.
I'm going to press the browse button here.
Upload files. Link select a file to upload button. Browse. Upload files by simply about us link. Log link. Grab it to top. Browse.
Oh, come. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Not selected Dropbox.
So now we're in the browse for file to upload. And I'm going to hit the letter L here.
Lady Antebellum Justicus.mp3.
And I'm going to go ahead and press enter on that file.
Three large file hosting. Send big files the easy way. Visited link graphic.
So now, if we look at our file name here.
Lady Antebellum Justicus.mp3 edit. Click to add a description.
It now shows the file name and it says click here to add a description. And we could add a description. Typically, you'd want to put the title of the song or movie or... If it's to a friend, like a personal note, I'm going to tab over.
Add more files, file upload, edit, browse, ..
Now, we could add another file to this if we wanted to. We're not going to. We're going to tab again.
Click add more files button, browse, .. Out of table, to edit.
To edit. This is the email address that you're going to send to. So, in my case, let's just use my email here. Michael.capel@charter.com. .NET.
From edit.
From, I'm just going to type in my Global Voice address, mike@theglobalvoice.info.
Upload button.
And we're going to hit the upload button. The file is now uploaded here. And now I'll be able to show you how to download from the wizard and the website as well. Now I'll be able to actually get the direct link here. So it's uploading, and it's very important. Do not Alt-Tab away from your browser, and it's very important that you do not refresh the page. I've seen instances by doing so, the file could way or get lost. It's very important, and up here, just when the file is done, and it will tell us exactly that the file is done. Up, and it will give us a link that we can click on. We can delete it from there as well. We'll get that in the email. Well, go ahead and double check.
Just store your files. Start by upload as empty from SendSpace News. Link files I want to reveal. Set Outlook Express views.
And we'll go ahead and check if we got SendSpace. Slash to apologize for this. Okay.
Title: Look at Steven message 103. Dot dot dot.
It's definitely one of that sluggish today. I gotta love technology, huh? Okay. Okay, I have not gotten the SendSpace notification yet. Okay, it's 90% done. Why? It is not, and we can check that. There we go. There we go. Now it's done.
Okay.
And we can look at
upload complete heading level 1.
And it says upload complete.
Upload new file. Link heading level 2. Congratulations, your upload completed successfully. Link heading level 2. Link Lady Antebellum Just a Kiss .mp3. Heading level 2. 3.83 MB. Link heading level 3. Download link. Link http://www.sendspace.com.
All right. Now say I want to download this. We could go ahead and click on this link on the website, or we can paste it into the wizard. Let's click on it from the website as if we had just gotten this in the email.
Selected.
I'm going to copy this to the clipboard. I'm going to exit out of the Internet Explorer, and we're going to put this in the run line. So I'm going to do a Windows R.
Run dialogue.
Then I'm going to hit Control Victor or Control V to paste.
Paste it from clipboard.
And then we're going to press Enter.
Desktop, folder view, list view, my documents, 1-41, download Lady Antebellum Just a Kiss .mp3 from sendspace.com, send big files the easy way, Windows Internet Explorer, download Lady Antebellum Just download.
Okay, the first thing that brings us to, and this is going to go for anyone who clicks on this link, we are at the SendSpace website with the file ready to be downloaded. So I'm going to...
There are no buttons on this page.
Go to the...
Visited link graph download heading visited link upload new SendSpace link graphic graphics select Lady Antebellum ST frame link press link group file size premium users get to download link see plans and pricing link click here to start download from SendSpace.
Alright, we're going to click that link right here. Click here to start download from SendSpace. I'm going to press enter there.
Click here to start download from SendSpace link. New browser window. Windows Internet Explorer.
And these pop-ups are coming up.
Lady Antebellum just a kiss.mp3 from SendSpace.com. Send big files the easy way. Windows Internet Explorer. Download Lady Antebellum. Save button.
And it already brought us to our
title is download Lady Antebellum Just a Kiss.mp3.
Our save dialog. This is a standard dialog for saving a file. I'm going to press Alt S.
0% of .. Antebellum Just percent 20 of percent 20.
Now I'm going to press Alt S again, and it's going to come up and tell us that the file is already here. I'm just going to say yes anyway to override.
2% of .. Bellum just percent.
And it is now downloading from the website. So what you do again, let me review how to download from the website, and then we'll download this from the wizard. You click the link that's going to be given to you in the email. It's going to say to download this file, click link here or link. The file name, and you're going to click that. You're going to click on the click here to start download. Now, you may get some pop-up ads. If you do, just hit Alt-F4, get out of those ads. If you are presented with a dialog, and this is where I really don't like downloading from the website, because this can be a little bit risky because there are a lot of pop-up ads, and some of these have dialogs that if you click cancel, you could be risking installing malware. And I say that because this has happened to me before. I really strongly encourage the wizard. because you won't get any of this. It'll be completely ad-free. Anyway, you would just, if you are presented with one of those dialogues, you just get out of the browser and try it again. You're not going to get ads all the time. It's just every now and then you are going to get some of these pop-up ads, and I need to enforce that to be very careful, because I'd hate to have someone get a Trojan and then have them think that I didn't tell you about that. And that's a sense-based issue. I don't know why they do that, but it does happen. So we save the file in our documents folder. So that is how we download from the website. I'm going to open it to any other questions at this time.
Looks like Joni Leonard has a question now.
Well, Michael, if you have a Max account, then you don't get any of those pop-up ads or anything, right? So you can download or upload from the website. I mean, I think I am going to start to use the wizard when I get it, when I can understand how to use it. But I am correct in saying that with the Max account, you don't get any ads.
That is correct. And in just a second, let me do this right now, because it is so easy to do this on the wizard. Remember, folks, how I copied that link that had the file in it. I'm going to lock the top key. I'm going to bring up the wizard. Okay, I'm going to bring up the wizard.
Desktop, space wizard.
I'm going to press enter on that, on the wizard.
Space wizard 1.3.4, user login, cancel button, send space URL, edit.
First thing that comes up, send space URL. Now remember, I had pasted the URL into the clipboard, so I'm going to press control V to paste.
Paste it from clipboard.
I'm going to press enter.
File already exists dialog. File Lady Antebellum just a kiss.mp3 already.
Now it already says that the file exists. I'm going to go ahead and tell it to override it anyway.
Rename button. Don't download button. Override button.
Override. That way we can see what happens when we download a file. Now typically you won't get this dialog and it will just start to download. I'm going to press the space bar on the override button.
Send space URL. Edit.
And it is now downloading the file, and we can check that by hitting Alt-T.
List view, not selected, Lady Antebellum, just a kiss.mp3, downloading 3.83 MB, 1.55 MB, 40.4.
There you go. And just like that, that file was downloaded to our documents folder, and it's already downloaded that quick. Compared to having to click on all those links on the website and risk pop-ups and logging in, this just, folks, is a much easier, more precise way of downloading it. You just saw how quick that was, just like that with the wizard. Any other questions? Joni, do you have any more questions on that?
So in other words, when I get a download thing in my email, I click on that where it says H for HTTP, and then I paste that into the wizard? Is that what I do?
What you would do is it will say you received the file, and then it would have the link to the direct file in your email. You would select that link. You would copy it to your clipboard. You would then launch the SendSpace wizard. It'll land you right into the edit box that you paste the file in or folder. You hit Control V. You press Enter, and it downloads to the designated directory that you have selected. And next time we're going to go through configuring directories and all that in our next tutorial. But you got it though. You copy that link to your clipboard. You launch the wizard. And then you paste the link, and it will download for you.
Well, that sounds a lot easier than I thought it was. And, thank you very, very much, Michael.
Yes, thank you, Michael. And, Ron, are there any more questions?
There's a question from Ron in Montreal.
Well, as you would believe, I put my cue in there a little bit too soon because Michael just answered the question. Basically, what I wanted to know is where to paste the link in the wizard in order to download it very easily, and Michael has just answered that question. And I will wait until the next presentation to find out how to configure. But can I assume, Michael, that until I learn how to configure where it's going to go, can I assume that it's going to go to my downloads folder in my documents? I'm using Windows 7.
Windows 7, it should go to the users / downloads. Unfortunately, I'm not using Windows 7. I can only answer that from an XP perspective. If anyone does know where it goes in Vista or 7, 32 and 64-bit, please let us know. But in Windows XP, it's going to go into your documents and settings / username / my documents, or just get it from the my documents folder on the desktop would be the easiest way that it will do it. And you can configure where it goes. I have people that store their files on their external hard drives and flash drives and things like that. But if anybody does know where it goes on Windows 7 and Windows Vista, definitely let us know.
Yeah, does anybody have that answer? Well, apparently not. Not at this time anyway. Ron, are there any more questions?
No more questions.
Anything you'd like to add, Michael?
Definitely big apologies. I did not expect this to happen. I'm glad we were able to make some positives out of this, and that was to refresh people of SenSpace. I got about 6 minutes left, so I think I'm going to wrap it up here. My voice is starting to go on me. But again, many apologies for this. That's nothing I can do about that. But next time, I think, as I mentioned, we need to do an audition, a kind of a just to make sure that everything is working, like you said, the day before, maybe even the afternoon of. Just come in, run through the presentation, and then that way, if there is any technical issues, we can sort those out at that time. With that, folks, thank you very much, and hope to see you guys very soon. I'll stick around for any questions at this time.
Well, thank you, Michael. I know it was a little rough there tonight, but I'm sure you'll get everything all straightened out, and we'll get together and do a pardon me. We'll do a run through before your next time here, and make sure everything's working very smoothly. And I'd like to thank all of you for coming this evening to the first Tech Talk of 2012, and hope to see you back here next week with when our presenter will be John Gunn, and he will be discussing using iTunes with Windows and the Mac. So everyone, thanks for coming, and we hope to see you back here next week for the second Tech Talk of this year. Take care. Have a good night. Stick around as long as you'd like. And thank you, Ron, for helping out with the questions. And we'll see you back here next week.
Michael, it's Joni Leonard, and I want to thank you so, so much for your help with this. I feel like a new door has opened. So thank you very, very much.